Hey, since Rebbe did not say the stam of the Mishnah is in, Mashma Rebbe didn't hold like that. So how could his Talmud Rebbe Chida wrote the Brisa say it over? In other words, you don't go bust of the Brisa, you go bust of the Mishnah. Rashi, Rebbe Loishonu, Rebbe Shasidras and Mishnah Loishonu, Shatei Mishnah Shle Rosal Soisma. If Rebbe did not want to make it into a Stam Mishnah, like to say that's Balochum, his Rebbe Chiyo, Talmidoi, Rebbe Chiyo was Rebbe's Talmud, Minayinloi, how did he know? Shalocha Kumaisa Shastam Braisa. How did he know to make it a Stam Braisa? So the kids, it's not a claw, we don't pass in like the Stam Braisa. What's the upsat? You have to know the Gedorim, the different people, who the Machlokes is. There's Gedorim, who we paskin like, who not, but this klal of a machloikis, v'achakach stam, you don't have, since the stam was only in a braisa. For the ma'armalei, if you're tanam, we learn like this, I'll ask you a question on what you just saying, but tanam, we learn like this, the Mishnah in Kalim, Masrik, you have a comb, shopishtim, a comb that you comb out the flax. So it's called the kli, it's makabal tumma. What about shenit l'shinov? Let's say the tooth of the comb came out. Vinishtaira boy shtaim and two tooth teeth are still left there, tumeyus. Still called the comb, you could use it, still tummy. It's makabal tumma, still called the kli. Viachas Torah, let's say only one tooth is left over, it's not called the kli, it's not usable, it's not makabal tumma, it's Torah. The kula and shenit luachasach, let's say you pulled out, each tooth came out by itself, if the yatsman, it's like you could pull it out, it's not attached. It's not really stuck in, attached, it's portable, you could pull it out. Is Timaeus. See, each tooth by itself is usable for something, and is makabal tumma. What about shel tzemer? Let's say you have a comb that you use to comb out wool. Shenit lushinov, if the teeth were taken out, achas mi bintayim tor. If one, achas mi bintayim tor. If, let's say, every other one is taken out, it's tor, it's not usable. You have to have the teeth one next to another. If every second one was taken out, there's a hole in between each one, it's not usable, it's tor. Nishtar will give by gimel b'makamech. Let's say you have three teeth left over in one place. Tell me, then it's still usable. This comb is still makabal tumma. Hoysa hachitzon achas mihen. Let's say the end, the last tooth is part of these three. So really, you only have two teeth of the comb itself, just the end part of the comb. That's Torah. That's not usable. You have to have three teeth in the middle. That's usable. Nitla beis. Let's say two teeth were taken out. V'yosin lemlaket, and you made it into a tweezers out of it. Tameis. Then the tummy. Achas, let's say one tooth came out. This kino l'ner, when you use it now, to use it for a ner, means you're going to use this now to clean out the wicks. Or lemitok, to stretch something out, when you're weaving a cloth, you like to pin it down on one side and stretch it out. So if you want to use this tooth now to pin it down with, then tumeya. That's makabal tumma. That's what the Mishnah Kalim says. Now, the kaimelon we hold, the ain't halacha k'yos Mishnah. We don't pass by this Mishnah. Even though it's a Stam Mishnah, still we don't pass by like this Mishnah. That's the Kasha. So Stam Nahabimini Rizza, it's a Stam Mishnah, Machlokes and a Braisa. So you see, you don't go boss to the Stam Mishnah. Not like we were saying before. Before we're saying a Stam Mishnah, we pass like a Stam Mishnah. And here you see, we don't pass like the Stam Mishnah. Stam because of the Braisa. So Gemara says no. Gemara answers, Omalei bar minof, and this Mishnah can't bring any proof. Tihi the Rabbi Yechon of Rosh Lakish, Yamri Tavayu, both Rabbi Yechon and Rosh Lakish both said, Zu ain't a Mishnah, there's something wrong with this Mishnah. It's not the Pshat we paskin because of the Braisa, but there's something wrong, we have a Kasha in the Mishnah itself, so therefore we don't paskin like this Mishnah. Nighttime, what's wrong with this Mishnah? Omer Rav Huna bar minoich mishmei the Rav, Idi brei the Rav Ika, Mishum the Kasha Reshla Seif, I have a theory on this Mishnah itself. Tiktani says in this Mishnah, Shel Tzemer, it was made out of wool, if it's a comb for wool, Shenit Loshinov Achas Mimetayim Torah. If one of the middle ones are taken out, it's Torah. Ho Nishtairu Boy Shtayim B'Mokim Echad, Mashma, because every second one was taken out. But if you have two left over in one place, then it's Torah, then it is Tomei, it's Makabal Tomei. V'Oda Tanya, then the Mishnah says, Nishtaira v'gimel tomei. No, only if three teeth are left over together is a tomei. Zadia gimel in shtayim loy. So the steer in the Mishnah here. When you have a comb, the comb out the wool, and two teeth are left over next to another, is that enough to make a tumma? So Mar says, my kushva, what kind of steer is that? Dil mahom begavaisa bebraisa. One is the outer ones, and one is the inner ones. Maybe the inner ones is enough too. With the outer ones, you have to have three. The Rashi says, "Oh, the Tony Shtayim Tamei Begvaisin the inside Emtsoyisin the Chazim Tvei Shenkneged Beisiad. Maybe two in the middle is better, and by the end you have to have three. So that wouldn't be a stira. Ela miyachad. The stira in the Mishnah is like this. The Torah of the Mishnah says the Kulan Shenitlu Achas Achas of Neyatzmon Tameis. Any one of these combs, if you take out one tooth by itself, it's usable and it's mekabel tumah. Mashma v'yaf agav lo yiskin, even though you didn't fix it up to use it to fix the nearest or to pin something down with. Just by pulling it out by itself, it's enough. Amos say, for what is the end of the Mishnah saying? Achas, if you pulled out one tooth, v'yiskin ol ner, mashma you fixed it up to use it to clean out the nearest, to clean out the wicks with it. Or lemitach, or to stretch something out with it, tameya. So it's a diyak yiskinu in, only because you fixed it up. You made it roy to be used. Loy yiskinu, if you didn't fix it up, loy. So it's a stira. Rabbayu my kusha, what's the bikash over here? Dilma hova kesayu, hova lo kesayu. One has a handle to it, one doesn't have a handle to it. When you took it out with its handle, it's usable right now. If you don't have a handle to it, then you have to make it usable. And Rapop, another answer. My kusha, what's the big stira? Dilma hova ketanisa, hova yalimta. One is by the smaller ones, one is by the big thicker ones. Maybe a big thick one is usable by itself without fixing it, so that wouldn't be a stira. So Marin says, Ela Mishum the Messiah Mabo, because the end of this mission ended off. The Koni, the people that are Madaik in the Mishnah, they ended off this mission and said clearly, Zu Divere Mishimin. They ended off the Mishnah clearly, it's not a Star Mishnah. You know, this Mishnah is only Divere Mishimin. As if it's only Divere Mishimin, that's why the Loch is not like this Mishnah. Not because of a Braisa. But usually if there'll be a Star Mishnah, even though there's a Machlekes right afterwards in the Braises, that doesn't affect the Mishnah, it remains with the Loch of the Star Mishnah. Right, the Sholach Rabbi Chiya Baravin, Ma'arsin, Terch Gimel. Alright, we'll stop here. You were holding daf Mem Gimel Omer Aleph in the middle of the Yomid by Sholach. Mor says Sholach Rabbi Chiya Baravin. Rabbi Chiya Baravin said like this: that Ma'arsin Toich Gimel, you're allowed to make Erisin, even though the Mishnah says you have to have Avchon, you have to wait 3 months after she received a get or her husband died. But Erisin just to make Kedushin is Mutter. The Nesuyin, that's the main thing, you have to wait not to have Biyam 3 months. But Erisin to make Kedushin is Mutter right away. V'chein Oisin Maisin, that's what we do also, that's the Maisin you're allowed to do. Zaloch L'Maisin, you're allowed to make Kedushin right away. V'chein Hoyi Reb Loza Melamdenu, Mishum Rebbe Chanina, Hagodu, Dawat, Ruboy, he said another Aloch over, that the 3 months is not a complete 90 days, 3 months, but it's enough Ruboy Shorishin. It's enough Rav of the days of the first month, it's enough. The Ruboy Shoshlishi, when you count the third month also, Rav of the days, when you have 16 days already, it's enough. The Yemtsoyi Sholim, but the middle month, that has to be Sholim. Is even the 3 months does not have to be a complete 3 months. Mistam, even for Nisuyin, his after Nisha received the get, she's allowed to get married to somebody else. She doesn't have to wait a complete 90 days. It's enough, Roib of the first month, Roib of the last month, and the whole of the middle month. Ameima Shorilieres Biyom Tishim. Ameima, he was on Mamachim and said no. He was first matter them to have Kiddushin on the 90th day. In other words, he holds you have to wait 3 complete months. You have to wait a complete 90 days until she could have Kiddushin after her first husband either died or she received the get. Omle Ravashi Lameimer. So Ravashi asked Akasha to Ameimer. I, for Rav and Shmuel, the Amr Tavayu, both Rav and Shmuel said, Tzrich Alamtim Gimel Chadoshim, Chutz Miyom Shemes Boi, V'chutz Miyom Shnesasu Boi. That you have to wait, right, it's more than 90 days. It's not enough on the 90th day to get married. You have to wait a complete 3 months, not including the first day that he died, and not including the day of the Kedushin. Now the day of the Kedushin has to be after 3 complete months. So of course, a little bit longer than 90 days. Tumor says, "Who linyan menekis itmer?" That he said, "Yeah, don't include the first days." That's not getting to a menekis. The menekis we had before the law was if an isha is pregnant or an isha is nursing, she can't remarry until she waits the complete 2 years. She has to wait 24 months until she could remarry. The Rav Shmuel the Armatavayu,
both Rav and Shmuel both said, Tzricho la'amtim chof dalet chodesh. That an isha that's nursing and her husband dies or she gets a get, she has to wait a complete 2 years before she can get married. What does that mean? 2 years, the baby has to be 2 years old. Chutz miyom shenelud boy, we do not include the day the kid was born. For chutz miyom shenasasa boy, and not including the day to make the kedushin. In other words, that the kid has to be a complete 2 years old, and then the next day she can first make the kedushin. But mashenken, for erusin, that you want to wait 3 months, it could be you don't have to wait an extra day. It's enough on the 90th day to get married again. For the Gemara, for who diyavat sudas erusin v'yom tishim, somebody taka made kedushin on the 90th day, that she received the get, and then 90 days later, on the 90th day, she made a kedushin. The asad de rav l'sudasay, and rav was master the suda. Rav said nothing doing. Vice versa, rav holds that she has to wait a complete 90 days. So see, not like this. 90 days excluding the first day and the day of the kedushin. So you see, not like we're saying 90 days. Even here, you have to have excluding the day of the get and the day of the kedushin. Not like we wanted to say before that on the 90th day itself you could get married. So Gemara says that he sudas nesuin havoi. No, could be kedushin alone is mutri after 90 days. But the nesuin, to have nesuin, that's a bigger simcha, to have the bia, that's only mutter the next day. You have to wait after 90 days pass by, then the 91st day, that's the day you first make the kedushin, the nesuin, not on the 90th day itself. Now the Gemara says, "V'hilchos, what's the maskon? What's the halacha that tzricho lahamtin chov dalet chodesh? That if an ish is pregnant, is nursing, and she gets a get, or her husband dies, she can't remarry until a child is a complete 2 years old. She has to wait the 24 months that she nurses. Chutz miyom shenelud boy, excluding, you don't include the day the kid was born." For chutz miyom shenasasa boy, there has to be a complete 24 months in between that she can first get married the next day, after the 24 months are up. That's one halacha. Secondly, we hold, otzricha lahamtin gimul chadoshim. When an isha receives a get or her husband dies, she has to wait a complete 3 months before she can remarry. Chutz miyom shemeis boy, not including the day the husband died, v'chutz miyom shnefasa boy, v'paskan l'chumro, who adin the chasn has to be on the 91st day. She has to wait a complete 3 months in between. And after the 3 months are up, that's when she could remarry. And that's the halacha. The ma'aseh we hold to like plug, that on any isha, whenever a husband daughter should receive a get, even though there's no question that she's pregnant or not, still she has to wait the 3 months before she could remarry. Right, and then the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yossi said this, Bachutz min almona. He said, Achutz min an almona. When an isha loses a husband, so she's an avela, therefore she can't remarry right away. She has to at least wait 30 days, these may avelas, until she can make a kedushin. Moses says, Omar Rav Chizra. Chizra said like this, Kal v'chayim, he has a kal v'chayim. That what Rashi learns, really Rav Chizra is asking a question now on Rabbi Yossi. He asks a question like this, Oma b'mokim, during like the week that Tisha B'Av falls out, that you're not allowed to make kibbutz, you can't wash your clothing. Mutili eris, still you're allowed to make kedushin that week, the week that Tisha B'Av Shavuos Shechal Boy. You're allowed to make kedushin without a suda. Just to make kedushin alone, you're allowed to. If so, malkum shemutil chabes, when an isha now, a husband died, so after Shiva, during the first 30 days, that she's allowed to wash her clothing. Only giyot, ironing, is thus the 30 days. But just washing your clothing is mutter after the first 7 days, after she finished in Shiva, she's allowed to wash her clothing. Is ainu din shemutter lieres? Isn't it for sure that kedushin should be mutter? So how could Rabbi Yossi say in our Mishnah that an isha is not allowed to remarry the first 30 days, even to make kedushin, because of she's an avelus? An avelus thus shouldn't ask more than the shuah shechaba tishabav. That there it's more chomer, there you can't wash your clothing, still kedushin is mutter. So here, after the shiva, the 30 days, that she's allowed to wash her clothing, for sure kedushin should be mutter. Verses Mahi, where's the raya for this? The Tanan, we learned like this. Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'av B'toichai. The week that Tisha B'av falls out in is also a Sapri. Now I don't take a haircut that week. Ulechabesh, you can't wash your clothing that week. Pechamishi Mutta, Mashenkin on Thursday, you're allowed to wash, take a haircut, Mikra Din, before they cover a Shabbos. Mishum cover a Shabbos, it's Mutta. The meaning of the Lachar, we don't do that way, but Mikra Din, it's Mutta. Now, Vatanya, we learned like this. Koidim Azman Hazir, before this week that Tisha B'av falls out on, is all Mimayatim B'yaskayim. Miliso, Militain. People should not do so much business those first 9 days of Chodesh Av. They live noisul and toya, not to build things and not to plant things. But umarosin, you should know you're allowed to make kedushin. You're allowed to have erosin then. Avoloi koinsin, but to make nisuyin, to live with your wife, that's to make chuppah, that's also. But just to make kedushin without a big suda, you're allowed to even during the first 9 days of Av. Avoloi noisin, sudas erosin. But that's what we say, you're allowed to make kedushin during the 9 days. But our kopon and masudi not allowed to. Not allowed to make a big party then. So who is the kasha? This is of Chizas kasha and Rabbi Yossi. How could Rabbi Yossi say that an isha is not allowed to even make kedushin the first 30 days after her husband died because she's naigavelus ashleshim? Why is shleshim so strong? During shleshim she's allowed to wash her clothing, so for sure she should be allowed to have kedushin just like during the 9 days. That you're allowed to, there you see, you're not allowed to wash your clothing, and still we say she's allowed to make a dushin. So Gemara says, Kitan yihi koidim de koidim. Then that it says you're allowed to make a dushin, it goes on before the 9 days. It goes on koidim de koidim. Drashi koidim, Kitan yihi drashi, left bottom rashi, demarsin, and make a dushin, koidim de koidim. It means koidim shabbat shechal tishma b'toichai, before the week that tishma falls out on. So also that week, mutal chabes, that week you even allowed to wash your clothing. So that's why there you're allowed to have erosin. Avo toichai shabbat, but maybe the week that tishma falls out on, maybe kishem shosal chabes, the same way true you're not allowed to wash your clothing, could be also anomaly eros. You're also to make kedushin. Therefore, there's not such a kasha on Rabbi Yossi from our Mishnah. To have non Rabbi Yossi din in our Mishnah. Yekitani koidim the koidim. But Omar Rav says like this: the koidim nami kavuchayma. No, even the first few days of Chodesh Shabbos is also kavuchayma. Omar b'makim shasalisim elitin. Madach was saying when it comes to Chodesh Av, the 9 days. You're not supposed to do too much business then. It's also lisa and velitin, to do business, back and forth. Still, mutilieris, you like to make kedushin, so mokom shemuta lisa velitin, join shleishim, it's only the first shiva, the first 7 days you're not allowed to do business. But after the first 7 days, even during shleishim, you are allowed to do business. Is ainu din shemutilieris, isn't it for sure that you should be allowed to make kedushin? Sakim of Yossi says in our Mishnah that this Isha, she can't make Kedushin 30 days because her husband died. Why not? Because if Yossi is going to give you the Shita, that Mishum Havchana, it's enough just not to have Nesuyin. But to make Kedushin, they hold you allowed to get married right away. And we're not going to Kedushin, not to Nesuyin. If Yossi only says, but in a case where her husband died, she's not Velus for 30 days. She can't get married 30 days. This is the question, why not? Why isn't Kedushin Mutta? So more says like this, Elaima says like this, Kol ha-noshim yinosu. What Rabbi Yossi means to say is like this, all the noshim you should know, they're allowed to have nesuyin even. In other words, Rabbi Yossi does know from this avchona, even though your husband died, or your husband gave you a get, the isha is allowed to get married right away. She could even have nesuyin also. But the more of a kasha, is that true?